Greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Dason Govender, and I bring greetings to you from Eshkol Community Church in Clarensdale, Durban. And we want to say a big God bless you to Good News Community Radio for allowing us this opportunity, which we count a privilege, to bring to you a word from the Lord. And I know that you are going to be blessed today. Amen. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity, which we count a privilege, to call upon the precious, the powerful, and the never-failing name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Bless your word today, and I pray that your people will be blessed and that your name will be glorified. For I pray and I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to speak to you for a few minutes today in the area of, if you're not in position, you will never execute your purpose. We're looking at Joshua chapter 6 and verse 10. The Bible records for us, now Joshua had commanded the people saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. We're speaking on the subject today, if you're not in position, you will never execute your purpose. Let me start off by saying that from the very beginning of time, God has purposely positioned us. And how do I know that? The Bible says in Genesis 1, 26, 27, we are created in the image and likeness of God. And in Psalm 127, verse 3, the Bible records for us, behold, children, high heritage from the Lord. And during the course of time, the enemy has very strategically depositioned or taken us out of position. It started off in the Garden of Gethsemane through temptation, through disobedience, and through doubt. And the same strategy was used against Jesus after he had come out of the 40 days of fasting and prayer in Matthew chapter 4. And I believe, dear friends, that the same strategy is also used to try and get you and I out of our position today. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 10. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. Now, very quickly, we need to understand that for 40 years, Joshua was one of Moses' faithful disciples. Joshua took over from Moses, but while he was with Moses, he remained in his position. And because he remained in his position, he was now ready to execute his purpose. Joshua was one of the two spies who brought a positive and encouraging report of the promised land. So there are many amazing battles in the Bible, but one of the most important victories was the Battle of Jericho. Jericho was an important battle because it was the first conquered city by the Israelites in the promised land. And we need to understand that Joshua chapter 6 and verse 3 to verse 5 will give us a better understanding of what Joshua was saying to the children of God. That you shall march around the city, all you men of war, you shall go around the city once, and you will do this for 6 days. And then 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark, but the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow the trumpets, and it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, then you will hear the sound of the trumpet, and the people will shout with a great shout. And we can continue reading, and we come to understand that the walls came down. Now, Jesus himself also went to Jericho and he healed blind men, according to Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 to verse 33, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, verse 35 to verse 43. Zacchaeus, according to Luke chapter 19, lived in Jericho, and when Jesus went there, Jesus also went to his house. So what can we learn from Joshua? And that is, if you take your position, be patient and expectant. A lot of people are frustrated today because they cannot understand their purpose and they cannot fulfill their purpose. And the reason for that is they are out of position. Listen, life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. And if you are sitting now and listening to this word, or sitting back and looking at the challenges that you are going through in your life, and you are waiting for a chance, it may never come. But if you get up out of that situation, whether you messed up, whether you failed, irrespective of what has happened, whether people have turned against you, but if you make a decision right now, if you choose, I am going to get up, and I am going to make a change, then listen, friends, your life will get better. Change your condition, not your position, because position, we need to understand, positioning does not mean to hide, run, or just stand still. If you position yourself around encouragement, you will be encouraged. If you position yourself around discouragement, you will be discouraged. If you position yourself around the things of the Spirit, you will experience the things of the Spirit. It's called the power of association. As we look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, verse 3, before Abraham could become the father of many nations, he had to first position himself in the land of Canaan. And Abram was 75 years old when he took his family and departed to Canaan. Before short Zacchaeus could see Jesus over the crowd, he had to position himself by climbing up the tree, Luke chapter 19. Before Peter and the other disciples could catch a heavy load of fish, they had first to position the net on the right side of the boat, John chapter 21, verse 6. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of the fish. Before Peter could walk on the water, he had to first position himself on the water. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 29. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Before the woman in Mark chapter 5, who struggled with the issue of blood for 12 years could get healed, she had to position herself at the feet of Jesus. How about this? Before Jesus could reconcile us back to God and defeat the power of sin and death, he had to position himself on the cross. Very quickly, three thoughts for us understanding our position. Number one, understanding our position here on the earth. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. 1 John 2:15, the Bible records, do not love the world or the things in the world. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. Mark 8:36, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble. So friends, we are the light of this world, we are the salt of this world, but we are not of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. Number two, understanding our position in the kingdom of God. According to Genesis 1:26, God created man to have dominion. Man will rule and reign. So Romans 8:17 reminds us that we are joint heirs with Christ. And 2 Corinthians 6:18 reminds us that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Friends, I want to say to you right now that we are seated in heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And number three, we need to understand our position in spiritual warfare. I want to say to you that most of the time your battle is won in your time of prayer. That challenge, that obstacle, that giant that stands in front of you, most of the time is defeated in your time of intercession, in your time of prayer, and in your time of spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6, 12 and 13, the Bible records, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Amen. So our fight is not against man. Our fight is a spiritual fight. And I want to say to you very quickly, get back to your position. Remain in your position and get ready to execute your purpose. Amen. We're speaking on the subject today. If you're not in position, you will never execute your purpose. And I want to say to you that from the very beginning of time, God has purposely positioned us. And during the course of time, the enemy has been trying to take us out of that position through disobedience, through temptation, through doubt. And I'm saying to you today that we got to be strong. We got to keep our head up high, hold strong to our faith, and know that God is with us. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you once again today for the opportunity that we have to call upon your precious, your powerful, and that never failing name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for this word right now, especially for those who are out of position, O God. I pray that whatever caused that to happen, we come against that spirit, we come against that challenge. I pray right now that your children are getting back into position and they will wait patiently and expectantly to execute their purpose. I pray right now that the peace of God Almighty will rest upon them. For I pray and I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, friends, just to leave a thought with you before I say goodbye. You cannot work part-time but expect full-time benefits. Well, this is Pastor Dayson Govender saying to you, stay blessed.